I believe in me. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I'm the Absolute Philosopher, and I'm talking about Absolute Philosophy. So this is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Philosophy, giving you the Absolute Philosopher. I believe in me. Today, in our instant illumination at noon, we talked about believing in ourselves. And we talked about how important it is to believe in yourself, to be consistent in believing in yourself. Now, I believe I'm a rattlesnake, and I believe I'm bad, I believe I'm sick, I believe I'm dead, I believe I'm... What interesting things to believe, wouldn't you say? I mean, you know, let's take them and just set them aside. No way do any of us want that in our life. However, whatever we talk about, that we demonstrate in our life. So if I'm going to talk about being a negative being, I'm going to be a negative being. If I'm going to talk about being a positive being, I'm going to be a positive being. Whatever I believe, I am. Now, how do I start building up a positive attitude for myself? How do I start building up positive thoughts for myself and a positive world for myself? Well, the best way to start is to start liking myself. I believe in me. I like me. When I comb my hair, I'm sort of like some person who thinks they got the greatest hair in the world, and I gently comb it back, and I sort of fluff it just a little bit and comb it back, and I give it all of my loving attention. We visited with our webmaster today for a few minutes, and Daniel was not shaved, and he was rather casual in his clothing, and most interesting of all was his hair. He has let it grow a little longer, so it's not long in length, but it's in fullness. He used to have a very firm haircut, but now it's very full, and it's as though he would, what do you call it, flounce it? Is there a word for it? Fluff it?
Curl it?
No.
Fluff it.
Fluff it. You fluff your hair, you know, you bounce it a little bit to give it a little bit of air. And his hair looks like he might have shaken his head, you know, and fluffed it and bounced it. And it looks very, very nice, in fact. And to me, he looked like a teddy bear, a charming teddy bear. And to Ellen, she says that makes him look so good looking, so sophisticated, so nice. And I thought, okay. So what is he doing? In his outer world, he is being... I like me. He is telling himself, I like this guy, I am. And he is taking care of himself. We were visiting with Heinz Ertley. And Heinz knew we were coming. He knew we were coming to visit. But he didn't shave. He had a 2-day, 3-day shave. And he has dark hair. And so his 3-day shave looked mangy as could be. Ellen's husband did the same thing. He started having the overall beard not well taken care of look, you know, that I don't know it was supposed to talk about, but it was supposed to say, I am being me, and I'm not shaving today, and I'm not shaving, you know, which is okay. But Heinz, we went to visit him. He knew we were coming, and yet he didn't shave. He had his several-day beard, and it looked kind of interesting. It looked kind of interesting. And Ellen, she says, now don't take a picture of him. He looks terrible, you know. He looks like he's not feeling too good, you know. I said, that's not the way it is. That's his statement about himself. I'm got to be me. I am going to go around without shaving. I'm going to go around and do what I want to do. Well, Herb doesn't do those things at all. Herb lets his hair grow sometimes, and sometimes he shaves it all the way off. He hasn't shaved his beard off for 30 years, but he lets his hair grow, and then he shaves it off. And sometimes he goes to the barber, and barber does a real nice job and makes him look real handsome. But always, Every time Herb, I'm Herb. Every time I look in the mirror, I see the most happy, healthy, hearty guy you could ever want. The most dynamic, vital, alive person you could ever want. I just like me. I like me. And I don't care. I am not dressing for other people. I am not raising my hair for other people. I'm raising it for me. I like it. I like to comb it. Sometimes I don't like to comb it. I like to put oil on my hair. Sometimes I don't like to. I like to shave and trim my beard light, and other times I like to have a full beard. And it's just lots of fun. And sometimes I have a little extended tummy, and sometimes I have an intended tummy. And that's just great, you know. But it's what I like to do.
Yeah.
Now, anything I want to do, I can do because I'm me. And you too can do that. And it's wonderful. I go around the world wearing very simple shoes, very simple pants and shirt, and I am representative of me. Now, Ellen says, "Oh, Herb, you look so good when you got your suit and tie on. You know? Oh, you look so handsome. Herb, you should take that picture of you with the suit and tie, put it in the GIST and let people see how handsome you are in the suit and tie and the GIST." No. If I do that, people will begin to expect seeing me that way.
Yes.
That'll be an image that they'll think that that's who I am. Mm-hmm. And the image I like to give of who I am, I can't do. But the thing is, I'm just a free spirit.
Yeah.
No, I like me. Do you like yourself? Do you treat your body and your mind and your affairs with liking yourself and feeling good about yourself? Or do you go around complaining and saying things that are unhappy or that are not going well, that you're not getting enough money on your job? I was looking at a poster, and the poster, the poster said that it would pay $10 an hour to people who were willing to work there. Now, I don't know where that is or what that is, but $10 an hour. Maybe it was at the Apple store. It could have been. But it was a poster. It really looked like a wanted poster. It had about a dozen boys and girls up there, young men and young ladies, and they were all wanting to work at that job. I must remember what that poster came from. But it was when we were in the Fashion Valley Shopping Center that I saw it. So, you see, these are things that it makes up who we are. When you can like yourself, and it's not a matter of how much money you earn, but it's a matter of how much love you give to what you're doing. We had a young man, I'm sure he wasn't paid a tremendous salary. He was one of the Apple people. He was the upper echelon of the happy Apple people, who the first one, I guess, is the person who walks around the store helping people, and their aqua t-shirt, and then the orange t-shirts are the how do you pronounce that word, conseiller?
Conseiller.
Counselors.
Yes.
They go around helping people to be signed up for the different things they want to sign up for, and they register them.
Concierge.
Yeah, and register them for the programs that are available and that they have called in for, and make sure they're there, and settle them around with things that had to be done. And then, the third step are the black shirts. And the black shirts are the geniuses. And these are geniuses of many levels. They have the beginning genius, and they have the advanced genius, and then they have the middle genius. Well, we had a middle genius working with us today. Very exceptional young fellow, and obviously a college student, but very exceptional. And He knew his apple. He knew the programs. He knew everything. But he didn't know. He didn't say he didn't know. He just said, just a minute. And so he went and checked and came back and he said, well, now this is how we do this. As though it was something he knew all along. What a wise young man. What was he, maybe about 22, 20, 18, something like that. Just very brilliant, very brilliant. And very very responsive. But he liked himself. And he talked to us with a gentleness and a sincerity that made you feel that he really cared and that he really knew what he was doing and he wasn't going to guide you incorrectly. And he wasn't working on the telephones, but I asked him some telephone questions and he said, well, just a minute, I'll have the man on the telephone questions answer that for you. And they couldn't answer it either. I wanted to have the telephone ring more times each time it rings than just three. Because by the time I sometimes pick it up, it stops ringing and it goes off to wherever it goes. And I have to lose the call or call them back, and that is not my choice. But I just love these people who like themselves, who really enjoy themselves. And from what I could observe in my experiences in working with the Apple people, most of them, if not all of them, I didn't talk to all of them, but most of them really like themselves. And they really think that they're wonderful people. They really like what they're doing. They like the program. They like Apple. They're devotees of it. And they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. And now, this is how I want to believe in myself. I believe in myself as just who I am and just what I'm doing. And if somebody likes it, great. If somebody doesn't like it, great. I'm happy with me. And if I'm not happy with me, it doesn't matter how many people love me. But if I'm happy with me, it doesn't matter how many people love me, even if there's none. If I like me, that's all that matters. And that's what makes the world go round. So, think on these things.
You're right.
You'll have experiences like these too. And I'm sure that you have. And as you think about them, think of yourself in that like, because that's you. That's you. Being yourself and having fun. Have a lovely evening. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.